Begin the current album. Set my cut in the front. That'll begin on an album. Begin the master. Begin with the Gemara. Blame the Rabbi Yechon Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon asked Shmuel regarding this halacha of Dvarim Shabbatzina on Avelus on Shabbos, and Shmuel answered what he answered. But he says, "Me Rabbi Yechon like him the Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon did not accept Shmuel's answer because he was really Dvarim Shabbatzina noig, because he actually holds that Dvarim Shabbatzina is noig of Avelus on Shabbos. As we had previously explained, and the Pachad Gimel Beis to the Maskel Yesh Avelus." Like Rabbi Yechon says in Ksubas, and therefore, although he asked it from Shmuel, he doesn't rule like him. But someone else who does not do Prizreish, so he's going to chayv Misa. Which Taisa says, I've got the Pashto Dekra, although the semblance of the Pasuk is actually a different inference. But someone else that has a relative who passed away, that he actually does Priya Prima. That the imhem yasu, that what we're saying is, when we say lo yamusu, is that if they would do the priya prima on the other baviyah passing away, then yamusu, they're going to die. So how could you learn out that on the other people, that if they don't do priya prima, they're going to chayv misa? So he says, nira das machtamhu, you're right. It's only an allusion to this halacha. It's not a bona fide raya. Because the maislu said perik on the schafen, it's not burden sanin that begin and avka be'elish be'misa regarding those that give misa with the shemaim. Sounds like, yeah, it's not really chib misa mamish not Torah when it says that if others don't do pri prima as a veil, they give chib misa because it's actually going on a laws of a summer. That if they do pri prima, that they're not allowed to. Kim next says maslo, says begin with the gemara shmuel tamei. Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. Now, Pesh B'tes Rab, it's explained in the Tosafot Rab. The Rab Saba, Rab holds, meaning Shmuel Tosafot, according to what he holds, is Atifa, therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. So, Tosafot Rab explains, the Rab Saba, that Tifa she'enik Atifa Sishmelem, that cloaking the head, that's not like the way the Arabs do it, have the Atifa, that is going to be considered as cloaking, and therefore, obviously, that means that you don't have to uncover the head on Shabbos, because it doesn't look any different than a regular person. And the reason is because the Mestama, Rav Shmuel, when you're Machlik Rav Shmuel, we say like Rav holds it, doesn't have to be like Tibis Yishmael, and therefore, again, on Shabbos, you don't have to undo that. Now, Yesh Mefarshim, now those who explain that the Rechit Zidayim, the Kamahach Roshus, this is one of the cases where he said that it's voluntary, not a Chiyav, on Shabbos, is to wash the hands. And the command, Amma Perigma Medlik, and that's like according to one that says on Shabbos, the Chotei Mebeis, the Belay Abelus Roshus, in general, washing one's hand in preparation for Shabbos with hot water is only voluntary. That he says that I say it's mitzvah. So yeah, so then for the morning it would also be mitzvah, not just rishus, because it's one of those things that would prove that obviously that you're a novel. Which says the nevad the that you don't have to say this. Rather, what it means over here is the mishum avelus, because the morning in a chayiv laharis avelus b'shabbos, you don't have an obligation not to show avelus b'shabbos, but it is possible that for Kavod Shabbos, it would be an obligation, but that wouldn't be an indicator of showing your avelus, and therefore that it would not be a chiv, it would be rishos. To the next verse, Master Vigilma Zigmara, Lo Yishano, we didn't learn this halachom, only if she'in lo menon b'dagel, he's not wearing shoes on his feet. If he's wearing shoes on his feet, there's no problem, he's obviously showing he's not a novel if he's wearing shoes on his feet. So it says to him, it's a wonder, because the hecheyech the menon b'chichon lo, so just like you're saying, because wearing shoes would prove that he's not a novel, so that he doesn't have to undo the other things. So why don't you say any one of the other things that will prove it? So therefore, why all three are chayva? Say, from Pachas, only one of them is a chayva. Because if you're doing one, obviously you're not a novel. So why picking specifically shoes? So maybe for some reason, shoes is more of a sign. And hence, but maybe one of the other ones would not be enough to show that you're not a novel. The next test master that begins the Gemara b'chol kele shein m'shaschim. In the kele. Any tear that's not at the heat of the moment, it's not considered a tear. Now, says to Yisneri, it would seem to hold them all of this. I think my previous that of Chavim Be'ez, the mission Daman L'chol, but if somebody gets a garment within 7 days which he didn't have, after B'Shin Shaschimim, although it's not during the time of the heat of the anger that we say you do Kriya, I thought it's not considered Kriya. So says to Shem Adavka Kun Shakura Kiva, maybe that's Toma specific where he really tore, and then he gets a garment. But B'Hachim Ech B'Shalai Karadan, here we're talking where he never tore yet, then the initial Kriya has to be Shaschimim. Or you know, another approach. No, Kagun Shain L'chol B'Shal B'Shainim. We're talking about where there was no garment in the first time. Then chayim the krik shiloh. Then he has to tear when he's going to have it. For the shleipas chayim even when it's not in the heat of anger. But here we're talking about where he did have. Then it's not going to be considered as it's if it's not the heat of the moment anymore. There's just you didn't have a chalik then. Then you would have to do it when you get it. Well, Lina says to me it appears That any moment that a person could get heated up for the one of his relative who passed away, even a long time after he died, it doesn't have to be. It could be even b'shas b'shiva, as that Gemara says in Avchav. That would still be considered b'shas chivim. Like it says regarding rabbis, that mishum demat kedush matay, since they recall their teachings, that, oh, any moment could be considered b'shas chivim. So it could be any person who passed away that you could get heated up for them. I'm on the Baruch B'samach, when Mishanah Ochai Vigmar asked this shortly and doesn't give such an answer that you could have B'shas Chim, even not B'shas Misa. Anyway, the Gemara gives a good answer that says, Kitan Hibach Bet Av V'imai. But the truth is that you could have B'shas Chim even not during the B'shas HaMisa itself. The next says, Master B'Gemar Zigmar Katina, hey, when did we learn that halacha? It's not Be'etzim. It's B'chlet Av V'imai, just an honor of one's father and mother. Which they says, Mekan Koshali, from here it's difficult to me, Al-Mashah Perish L'malo, this is what we explained previously, that Al-Chafim Abayz, that the Gassin and the Gis is either Pchanan or Pchananel, that Misha and Leil Cholokechad only has one garment. The Mayri Tomat, the Kaikavna, the Machlif, where he's switching his garment, and the Kadeya, and then he tears also the second one. So we have a contradiction. Because here we're saying that for one's parents, even if you exchange, you have to tear it all Shiva. Sounds like, but after Shiva, you don't do Kriya. Well, I mean, the Gemara then of Chav said, Allah v'im k'rei lo'im, that you always tear it even after the Shiva. So one has to analyze regarding what's halacha for one's parents after the Shiva, if you would still do Kriya or not. King like says, Mas, the beginning of the Gemara, Hochem Rebbechon said, Rebbechon said, Rebbechon said, that if it's discrete Havelas, it would apply on Shabbos. Now, Pasek, my halacha is gedal, isn't the Hagi rules, Rebbechon, Lafuki, Rebbechon, 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 that they said Maryland's visit is voluntary because of a drama chibitzino, and those are the things that are discreet, which obviously they hold that you don't have to abstain, that one could have, just not a chleva. A parakam of the Ksubis Nami Kama Allah, so too in the Gemara and Ksubis of Chadal Manav says on a certain teaching, Mesela B'Yechon is supposed to be Yechonon, that the drama chibitzino is neg. And also the Bayev Rabba Sabi Kabasei, in our Sugi Abaya, when he gets his response from Rav Yisu and Rabba, both seem to be saying that Dvam Shabbatinam, that they hold a Gabiyachinam, that one does conduct Avelis, where Rav was walking around like that in his home, for Avelis, even on Shabbos. Ah, if I've got the Kamelon, I'll look at the Mimekel, although the Gemara said people say, Yanda Piyot Chesin Davcha Beis, that Allah is like the leading opinion, which would seem to be that, okay, so that we don't have to do any Avelis, even Dvam Shabbatinam. So Taisis, Han Nemil, Vachlik Yishol Tanoim. That's specifically running a dispute of the Tanoim. No, Stamay Roy, Laiman, says Taisis, but regarding machlekes amaron, which is what we're talking about here, then we did not say aloch gedev amekel. Now, so to say, specifically, I'm in doubt. Ki echad shor b'teich beisay, just like we permit in one's house, hani dvarim debekriya, these things that are torn. Yeah, but also neilas asan b'tzina l'chol shad dvarim. Do we say it's also forbidden to wear shoes and other things in a discreet area? Is that considered dvarim shebitzina? Because in those times, they didn't all go in shoes, or would you consider as Dvar Shabbatasya? It's not clear to Taisis what would qualify for Dvar Shabbatin to say that it is not on Shabbos. Next test, Malta begins with Zigmar, it says Ke Shabbos. Shavuos has halacha like Shabbos. Now, Vakoshkan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. For sure, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that it's like Shabbos, because it's not even, it never had 7 days, even time of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's not one of Shalosh Regalim. For sure, it's like Shabbos, and therefore would not interrupt the Avelis. That's what this first opinion holds of Rebbe Elazar. Now, Rebbe Glila, he says, Rishonim Kippurim Kiragol. He says, no, Rishonim Kippurim are like Yom Tovim, that it is Mafsik Dabelis, and Vakoshkin Atzos Lachachurban. For sure, says Taisus, what that would mean is that for sure Shavuos, even after the Churban, would be Mafsik Dabelis, because it's not less than Rishonim Kippurim. But says Taisus, well, Lishon Lost the Shabbat, but the wording doesn't fit so well. Katabla Misni, it should have said, Rebbe Glila, Af, Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim b'chulu, because that would sound like that for sure atzeres is mafsik, but just saying Rosh Hashanah kippurim without the words af sounds like only Rosh Hashanah kippurim and not atzeres, but that doesn't seem to be the case, and therefore the wording is difficult. Why it doesn't say af? Like says Malta b'gimel zigmav v'chomer, and they say like it b'chulu, not like this one, not like this one, rather some other opinion, which takes about the question. Says Beloisha, well, we can't say wait a second, Tanakama that says regal ma mafsik and not oilo, which sounds like it's going on the Shalosh Regalim, including Shavuos, and not Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. So that sounds just like the words of the Chachamim, that they say Shavuos like Regalim, is like Shabbos. So it says no, because the name you could say the kulu asal afarsh mas Tanakama. They're actually all three opinions. They actually all come to explain the ambiguous statement of the Tanakama, and therefore, yeah, the Chum is Tanakama, at least according to that simple understanding. And everyone really was coming to explain what the Tanakama meant, as we find kihita lo yarba le noshim perik beis an edge, like when it talks about that he should not increase his wives. In the second paragraph, it's an end of Chaval and Alv, that Reb Shimon and Yehuda are not disagreeing with the Tanakama. They're both explaining when do we say that it's forbidden for the king to increase his wives more than 18 women. And so the Vahidah Makadosh, Gemara Zavachan and Pegilim and Alv, that also Reb Machlekes Tanoim, what did the Tanakama mean when he said Haroloi? But again, it's not asking Hainu Tanakama because everyone's explaining what Tanakama. Ten things Tais Master begin with Gemara Halachim Mumil. So Tais says that Tame, it's a wonder. Why Shmuel have to say Halach is like a Mulil? Kimin the Mishmuel since Shmuel already said this Halach they be make a bubble. Halach is like the independent interpretation regarding Mona. My Itzchak will mitzvah Halach gemal Mulil. Why is that to say Halach like Mulil? That holds that even Rishonim Kippurim is like Yom Tovim that's Masik Abelis. Well, that's the most leading interpretation. So says no, but Yeshlim the Chumim Nami because it's also stringency because the Im covers Samach Lachashecha because he's buried right before it gets dark. B'lahoy lo yishaachas living by bus and didn't even have one moment to conduct in mourning. Oy, or a similar case, Kavru Nechem Yamtim, and let the Gentiles bury them in Yamtim. Oy, Shoma Shmu Kerev Yamtim, let's say you heard about a recent loss on Yamtim. Imim Kerugolim, if it's like a Yamtim, Einim Oilim in the Shiva, it doesn't count for the counting of the Shiva. But then Imim Keshabbos Oilim, if it's like Shabbos, it would count. So although here in our context, we're discussing as a leniency, that it's like a regal, but it could also be a stringency, and then we have to say, Alok Zagam Leo, because it's not necessarily based on the principle of Alok Kedibim Ekel, because it could also be as stringency.